Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The Attorney General moves to investigate, quote, voting irregularities. Some Republicans push President Trump to run again. Researchers say a COVID vaccine will be available by early next year. Half of Americans still plan on traveling for the holidays. Gas prices dropped to the lowest level in 15 years. Also ahead, we'll do the math in the swing states. But first, Attorney General Bill Barr giving the green light to election investigations in the battleground states. The Department of Justice informing local governments they have until December 8th to resolve any irregularities or disputes. The Trump campaign claiming voter fraud in Democratic-run areas. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham encouraging Mr. Trump to run for the White House in 2024 should his legal challenges fail. The Republican telling members of the party, quote, "We can't let the movement die," unquote. Only President Grover Cleveland served two non-consecutive terms. He is officially listed as the country's 22nd and 24th president. Pharmaceutical company Pfizer saying its COVID vaccine may be available soon. The new treatment has a 90% success rate in stopping the virus, according to the company. The pandemic hammering the USA right now, with more than 100,000 new infections every day. More than half of Americans say they will keep their travel plans this holiday season. A new survey from TripAdvisor says 56% of adults will visit family and friends in the weeks to come. 8 in 10 still refuse to fly, however, until a vaccine is produced. A quarter are still jittery about staying overnight in a hotel. Gas prices across the USA now at the lowest level since 2004. The national average stands at $2.10 per gallon. The highest ever recorded was $4 a gallon back in 2008. Now, if you plan on hitting the road this Thanksgiving, try to fill up the tank in Texas if you're close. It's really not worth a drive from Minnesota, but if you're close, Texas gas will cost you $1.50 a gallon. Avoid California. Prices there are twice as high as the Lone Star State. In a moment, the huge difference in vote count after Election Day. Wait till you hear this. Right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, doing the math in the presidential election. Please consider this. On election night in Pennsylvania, the vote tally was Donald Trump 52%, Joe Biden 44%. 1 week later, Donald Trump 49%, Joe Biden 50%. In Michigan, on election night, Donald Trump 54%, Joe Biden 44%. 1 week later, Trump 48, Biden 51. In Georgia, election night, Trump 53, Biden 45. 1 week later, Trump 49, Biden 49.5, and still counting. So what the deuce happened? Mail-in ballots happened. But did they really break for Biden that big? That is the root of the current controversy, one which the FBI is now investigating. Now, Joe Biden believes he won the race handily. The media has deemed him president-elect. No official body has done that, just the media. And Mr. Biden ran with it, as any candidate would. Gave a speech saying he's going to unite everybody to give him a chance, all of that. So Biden is in the strong position here. President Trump also said he won on election night, which was true at that moment. But then, of course, he was overwhelmed by mail-in ballots, the president refusing to concede. His administration believes there was cheating. Now the FBI, as I mentioned, is investigating. But it would take a lot for a court to intervene. Federal judges don't like to be election deciders, even at the Supreme Court level. But some votes, upon examination, will be thrown out. And in states like Arizona, where it's still razor thin, that could matter. In Pennsylvania right now, the vote difference is 45,000 Biden ahead. That's not a lot of votes. However, to throw out 45,000 votes because some of them are invalid, that's a lot. In Michigan, it's a whopping 129,000 votes separating Joe Biden from Donald Trump. In Georgia, just 12,000 votes. And that state will recount. Now there, Donald Trump has a chance. Also in Arizona, less than 15,000 votes separate the leader Biden from the president. And they're still counting in Arizona. As Yogi Berra once said, it's not over till it's over. But Yogi voted in person. This year, mail-in ballots turned the entire election around. Was it honest? I don't think we're ever going to know. I don't think that Donald Trump is going to have enough to become the next president. It will be Joe Biden unless the FBI finds a catastrophe. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. President Trump's legal team now challenging the 2020 election in at least four states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin. While Joe Biden and his party pushed to formalize the results, many Democrats are reminded of a brutal court battle exactly 20 years ago that ultimately sent a Republican to the White House, Bush versus Gore and the infamous Hanging Chads in Florida. On November 7th in the year 2000, the networks called Florida for Al Gore. A few hours later, they took it back, claiming George W. Bush won the Sunshine State. Gore called Bush the Younger to concede. A few hours later, the networks reversed the decision again, and Gore rescinded his concession. The razor-tight margin required a mandatory recount in the entire state of Florida, which sparked a meltdown. Counting machines rejected thousands of ballots due to technical malfunctions or because voters failed to puncture the mark next to their chosen candidate, leaving only a partially perforated ballot, a hanging chad. Many claimed they intended to vote for the Democrat, Gore, but their support was accidentally thrown to a third-party candidate, Pat Buchanan. 3 weeks later, Florida declared George W. Bush the winner by just 500 votes. The Gore campaign sued in federal court. On December 12th, the U.S. Supreme Court stepped in for the first time ever in a presidential race. In a landmark decision, 7 of the 9 justices rejected Florida's recount, shutting the door on Al Gore's quest for the presidency. 6 days later, George W. Bush officially declared president-elect of the United States. And here's something else you might not know. If you think Al Gore versus George Bush was the closest election in U.S. history, you're wrong. In 1876, Republican candidate Rutherford Hayes narrowly beat Democrat Samuel Tilden by 1 electoral vote, 185 to 184. Tilden won the popular vote by 300,000. Small solace, as Samuel Tilden has vanished from history. Back after this.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.